You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, welcome back to Drive on 95BFM. Joining us in the studio is Alice Kenton to talk to us for Stage Direction, the number one show on BFM for all things thespian and theatre.
Number one? I shot right up past, look, who knows what else. No one else is covering theatre on it.
Exactly, so you are the number one show for theatre on BFM.
You know what? I'm going to take that. And let's go the next step. It's the number one show covering arts and culture.
Oh, yeah.
In the Aotearoa media landscape. The whole country. Yeah. Come at me. Come at me standing room only. Ooh. RNZ. I don't even know whether that program exists anymore.
Well, they got some competition. Anyway, you have an exciting new production happening at Q Theatre to tell us about.
That is correct. We are talking to Gideon Smith today about Black Faggot, which comes to Q's Rangatira Theatre, the gorgeous big Rangatira, this month, opening on the 25th of June, which is really, really soon. So it's a limited run for a show that has just come from the Court Theatre in Christchurch. So we're chatting to Gideon, who is one of the two cast members today.
Yeah. Gideon, are you with us right now?
Kia ora,
talofa. Kia ora, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, so Gideon, it's amazing. Otto and I were just talking about this show, obviously premiered at the Basement Theatre back in 2013, and it's back in 2025. I mean, it's sort of extraordinary, isn't it, that this work, which is looking at what it means to be a sort of a black, a brown Pacific body in New Zealand, queer person in New Zealand. I mean, What has been your experience of bringing this show, I'd say back, but bringing this show to audiences in 2025? What's the response been like from audiences?
It's surprisingly been well accepted. No, I say surprisingly because I feel like it's a culture shift. You know, it's one of those things that disturbs the comforted and comforts the disturbed. Mm. And so it's been so amazing to have such an awesome dialogue with some young people, with some old people who necessarily don't love the show or who aren't a part of the community. But, for example, there was somebody who came up to my cast member, Jake. He said, hey, look, I really like that show. I was actually really disturbed and challenged, but I liked it. So thank you for that. And, you know, coming from a middle-aged white man, that was...
That is something. I have read a number of reviews from your Christchurch season, and it sounds like the response to the work was, yeah, I felt affronted, I felt touched, I felt moved. Maybe I'm not from that community or some of the communities that you intersect in the show, but I really felt like I connected to the work. So talk to me about what is the heart of this production, like what is it? What are you sort of holding on to, and as you're driving through this work?
The heart. That's a good question. I think to me, the heart. Well, first and foremost, I'm not part of the LGBT community, so I take it with utmost seriously, with utmost commitment, and I try to honour and serve these stories and these people. Who it's not about my life personally, but to say that the heart about the show, to me, it's about belonging. It's about wanting to be loved. Mm. It's about feeling comfortable with those who hold you most dearest. You know, you know, we have people opening up to their mother, people who are in the closet, who are out of the closet, and who are proud. And it's just navigating these relationships, even as a character constantly prays to God about his sexuality. I think it's about trying to find a place in the world where you feel loved and okay.
It's interesting because, you know, the work does portray... So basically you've got two actors playing multiple roles on stage, and you're sort of being multi-character. You have to play some quite funny... There's some funny characters. And look, Victor Rogers' writing is hilarious, even though... Probably. Mm-hmm. I would say sometimes you don't want to laugh out loud because it might feel a bit uncomfortable. But look, there are some not so nice characters, or there are some I don't say scary, but you know, there are some challenging characters. You're there to hold a note. What's it like for you, Gideon, to inhabit some of these characters? Like, how do you kind of go about that?
Going about all of the characters?
Yeah, or maybe those tougher characters, or those ones that are a bit more challenging to stand up and put on the stage.
I think I love it. Personally, I'm not too sure who you mean by in terms of difficult characters, but I love it because to me, even those difficult characters who maybe, I don't think anyone's necessarily a villain in the story, but I believe that everyone is human, you know? And so I think to portray, you know, these people, I guess some of these characters with a human heart in that sense. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think maybe also what you're speaking to is that you want to bring the light and the darkness perhaps as well, where characters or people who represent these actual people in society, they are coming from a place, arguably. I mean, it might be a particular context that is poisoned the mind, so to speak, but they are still people, right? And you still have to have empathy for these folk.
Yes.
So you're coming to Tamaki Makaurau to present this work, and as I say, it's sort of surreal for you guys to come back because it's been 12 years since the work first premiered. Has there been changes to the work? I was interested in whether Anapella, who's your director, whether you guys workshopped new aspects of it, or is it pretty much true to the page from the original production?
Well, that's the thing. I'm 26. I haven't seen the first two iterations of the show, and I wasn't a part of them. So to say that it's changed can't come from my perspective. But from what I've heard, it's presented in a completely new, different way, especially with Anabella's touch. She's just an amazing director. Has such a great integrity about the feeling of a scene and how to portray that. It's so beautiful.
So tell me, Gideon, you graduated from Toi Whakaari, which is a New Zealand drama school in Pōneke in Wellington. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're a graduate, you're out in the industry now, you're sort of working on lots of, and I see that you've been working in some screen stuff. There's been, what's it like to be a new acting grad working in the industry at the moment? Like, how was it for you?
It's fun, it's challenging, and boy, is it a test. It's a whirlwind day.
Yeah.
I can't sum it up in just a few hot words, but I think it really puts you to the test day. I feel like, for example, if I was a professional fighter, my record would be like, my wins would be the roles I got casted in is like 5 versus the amount of fights I've had, which is like 80 plus.
Yeah.
But I think I tell people who want to get into this, who are just starting out, is, don't do it because you want to be famous. Do it because you love it, and there's nothing else you could see yourself doing. I do it for the love of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you're doing theatre and screen at the same time. You're doing two different kinds of modes, I guess, of performance. And you have a dance background. Is that correct? You sort of have... Is that something you draw on when you were on the stage for a sort of an acting gig?
Yes, I come from a slight dance background. Some of my cousins are really amazing breakdancers. And then I while studying at Toi, I studied under the amazing Tupe Lualua, who is just an amazing choreographer, Pacific artist. She paved the way in a lot of different aspects in Pacific contemporary. So I trained under her, under Tupou Tinga Four, who's an amazing contemporary artist as well.
Great people. So, you're naming all the good ones.
So blessed to have these people in my path. And so to study under them, move under them, I take it into every role. I just like having a boogie and seeing how I can channel that into different ways.
Yeah, love it. So let's return to Black Faggot, which is, you can see that I'm tripping up as I'm saying the word, because even though I think it's a reclamation of the word, you know, it's intentionally challenging to say that word and not kind of feel like you're sort of slipping into something you shouldn't be saying or doing. You're opening this week, isn't it? It's actually, I think, in a couple of days you open, if I'm not mistaken. What's it like? You're going to be in Q Theatre, Rangatira Theatre, which is a big space, massive, I think 388 seats, if I remember correctly. Is there a difference between performing in a great space like that and a more intimate space like you had at the Court Theatre? Do you change anything performatively to sort of meet the needs of that space?
I don't necessarily think you change too much performative-wise. I think vocally it's much more demanding. I feel like with the intimate space, the reactions are a bit more immediate because you can hear the gasps of the audience just that little bit. They're closer to you. You know, we had the floor and they were maybe 30 centimetres away from the stage just sitting. You know, I could reach out and touch them if I wanted to, versus the largeness of 388 people. I'm going to have to be so vocally on point and articulate my consonants, as Anabella would say, and remind me to
Yes, and that sounds, I feel like Annapella's already on your case. It's interesting, isn't it, because you actually don't necessarily need to change the size of the performance, but just landing on those kind of acting, well, your craft, right, which is the, you know, mm-hmm. vocal agility, etc., to make sure it's reaching the ears of everyone sitting in the auditorium.
Yeah, 100%.
So we're talking to Gideon Smith, who is one of the two cast members from Victor Rogers' Black Faggot, which opens at Q Theatre. It's on this week. I think given the political backdrop we're seeing over what happened in Tamaki Makaurau over the weekend, with a particular Destiny's Church type coming to protest certain things in the main centre, I won't give them too much airtime. Who and why should people come to see this work this week? What would your call to action be, Gideon, about for audiences who might be interested in this show?
I think that's a tough question, not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's hard.
When it comes to a call to action, I feel like it's those who are not part of the community that need to stand up, that need to stand up and be an ally, you know, in that sense. I feel like if it's not your background, I feel like that's a more of a telling sign to do the work, to understand and to be there and support. Mm. It's also hilarious. It's loving, it's touching, it's affronting, but it's deeply comforting. And I'd recommend anyone to come see the show.
Mm. I agree. If you can see a Victor Roger play, you've got to see it standing up. You've just got to see it. And it really sings off the page. So all the best, Break a Leg, Gideon, for this week. I really look forward to hearing the reception of this 2.0 of the show. Get your tickets from qtheatre.co.nz. Otherwise, that's us for this week on Stage Direction.
Amazing. Thank you, Alice, and thank you, Gideon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.